And now this is a dictation for James Lamy, L-A-M-E-E. February 1778, addressed as a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A-C. Dear John, follow up for Mr. Lamy, advanced renal failure, obstructed uropathy, bilateral nephrostomy tubes, colectomy with an ileostomy, last visit October. He's back working since February. He's not emptying his back as frequently as he used to be. No abdominal back pain or fever, no blood in the urine. Ileostomy, loose stools without any blood melanoma. Has lost weight from 160 to 152, but denies lightheadedness. No chest pain palpitation. He's smoking, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or CPAP machine. Recently low B12, started on loading dose and maintenance. Takes no medications. Review system otherwise negative. Blood pressure by nurse 150 over 90. Few ronchitis, no respiratory distress, no pleural effusion RALS, no arrhythmia pericardial RAP. I inspected right and left urinary bags, clear without bleeding, abdomen not distended, ostomy no bleeding, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistries. Anemia 10.4. Low potassium, low bicarbonate, high chloride, normal sodium, normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium runs low, creatinine has progressively risen, 4.19, 4.39, GFR 16, 17. Recently low B12, normal folic acid, low ferritin, less than 30, low iron saturation, less than 20. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD, stage 4, obstructed uropathy, bilateral nephrostomy tubes, not oliguric, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, maybe a little bit dry, has an ileostomy, not draining as frequently as he normally does. He's going to try to improve that. Has anemia, but has not required EPO treatment. The electrolyte acid-base abnormalities represent both the obstructive uropathy and the ileostomy losses. He's increasing potassium intake on diet. We discussed that he might need potassium replacement, bicarbonate replacement, calcium replacement. He has iron deficiency and B12. He's going to need, at some point, iron replacement, probably IV. We are going to prepare for dialysis, send him to a surgeon for an IV fistula. He will also like to explore transplantation. He's choosing University of Michigan. They come to Midland. Encouraged to stop smoking. chemistries in a regular basis. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Continue hydration. I believe there is a component of dehydration. End of dictation.